Okay, glad you guys can make it. I'm gonna pray and we'll see what the Father does tonight. He did give me definitely what I'm supposed to speak on, so I'm kind of excited. All right, so Father, we just honor you, we bless you, we thank you for this Ecclesia Church. We pray, Lord, that your Spirit will just billow over and in each one. Hey, Lord, I thank you for spiritual health and physical health right now. So the impartation is coming. I see it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, as we commune with you in Jesus' name. So once again, thank you for the House of Heaven joining us, Ecclesia Church Online. So tonight, I asked the Father, you know, Lord, what do you want to speak about? And he said, times and seasons. So I'm going to go into that a little bit. So first, we're going to start with a few scriptures. And this one is Daniel 2:20 through 23. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. Here's a key too. I'm going to say that again. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what's in darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we asked of you. Okay, here's another key. And have now made known to me what we have asked of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand. So if you can kind of read through that when you get a chance, and highlight those things, because they're important to what we're going to go through tonight. Preach the word. This is 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. So here we go again with be ready in season and out of season. And again, how Daniel says he can change the times and seasons. Okay, this is Ecclesiastes 3:4. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. And there's a lot of a time to in Ecclesiastes, I mean, that's funny. There are several of those types of scriptures. So we know that there's times, and then there's times that could be changed and from the Lord. And in this scripture, 1 Chronicles 12:32 is about the sons of Issachar. Okay, of the sons of Issachar who had understanding of the times. So they had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. Their chiefs were 200 and all their brethren, just to finish that scripture out, brethren were at their command. So again, we have understanding of the times. So I'm going to regroup this again. So the Lord can change the times and seasons. We're to be ready in season and out of season. There's a time for everything. And the sons of Issachar had understanding of the times. And the last scripture is in Acts 1:7. And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, Now that was at a specific time when they were asking about the end times. They're asking, when will the world end? But he didn't tell them, you know, it's going to be, 300 years from now on the third month. He wouldn't go into that. He didn't want to go into that because he was basically saying, you will know by the signs of the times. Okay, so when I was asking the Lord again about what he wanted me to talk about, he was explaining to me it's the times and the seasons that we need to talk about, and it's a really big deal. And he said, that first of all, that there's a lot of persecution of the church. Now, if you want to take notes, I can send you this document. I just kind of typed up, you know, brief notes, but there's going to be a persecution of the church. We see it already. And the Lord Jesus gave me a vision about, 45 minutes ago, about him going through the store. He's opening a door, and there was a whole lot of fighting going on. I mean, people were throwing things at each other, and he was explaining, this is a condition of a lot of the church, that they're fighting, there's inward fighting. And of course, we can see that on Facebook sometimes, and I really, really practice self-control to not get involved anymore, because I can get triggered and I get kind of insistent. And so, you know, I've been trying to pull back on that. Anyway, we kind of put differences aside because we do need to unify for what's coming and the Holy Spirit, right? So again, this has to do with the days of Noah. And the Lord was saying to me that, because, you know, all right, I'll review this in a minute. So the Lord said to me that in the days of Noah, there was a lot of sensuality. So all they cared about was their flesh, what their flesh wanted, even to the point where they would war with each other. This is what he's showing me. They were warring against one another. There's tribes warring against each other. I saw like a bow and arrow, and the arrow went into somebody's back because they were going to get attacked because they wanted their stuff. So there was a lot of stealing. There was a lot of greed. And these fallen angels, as we know, you know, they had taken women. And if you haven't read Enoch, it says in there that the angels would teach these people different things that were heavenly mysteries and secrets, like the art of war, and I think some of the star systems things and makeup and things like that. There was different things that the angels taught the people to kind of get into their trust. And of course they had children, so we had mixed DNA. So we had children that were fallen angels, and they had the DNA of angels and the flesh as a person. And we know that when the flood came, they turned into spirits that are roaming the earth, unfortunately. But the point is through these wars, and as they had the children definitely became, because of the mixed DNA, they became giants. This is according to what I believe. You can read it for yourself. But they would have wars to gain, physical things, but they would also sacrifice people for their blood to gain. It's almost like they were craving more and more power. And that's why it said in those days, these are the men of renown. They became famous because they were warriors. Well, there was a blood sacrifice being made on the altar for that. And so you had all this going on, and it just became more and more depraved. So we can see that in this earth right now, things are getting so crazy. Almost every month, as we know, things are shocking. Even the pastor of the church that I go to, I'm going out of obedience to the Lord, is saying, he was just bringing up Romans 1 about men exchanging natural desire for women and so forth, you know, with the gay thing. But things, and it says they create ways to do evil. They create more ways. And so, you know, and we probably talked about this before, but, you know, as I think some of us who are older, you know, grew up with like Brady Bunch and, you know, Partridge Family, and these were clean shows. They never sassed their parents, they never swore, they never did drugs, you know, all that stuff. And things have gotten so, so immoral. It's just like they keep moving the bar because they lost the shock value. So they keep thinking of more and more ways to bring that shock value. Plus, once the door is open, the floodgates just pour out. So the Lord also showed me how Noah, and this was in a vision, was preparing. Okay, so you have all this chaos going on, as I just mentioned, in his time. We have all this chaos going on in our time. Noah was preparing, but he would know about Enoch and Enoch going up into the heavenly realms. Okay, so the Lord was saying to me about, because I'm like, this isn't just about end times, but it's about, he was saying very clearly, this is why I want you to talk about this, is because all of us, this is the big thing, all of us must begin to hear the Lord. We must begin to write notes to prepare. So what Jesus showed me is if we spend time in his presence and get a notebook and say, Lord, what do you want to show me? What do you want to say about these days? Because you are to carry that message to the next generation and to those who will listen to you. Maybe you'll lead a small group, or maybe in the future you'll connect with other people in your home and you'll be filled with this knowledge of what to do to prepare. So that really is the gist of it. So the Holy Spirit is saying that we will hear things, start to have visions and encounters about what's coming. Now, okay, just to be clear, it's not about like you might hear prophets that, you know, their assignment is to hear about all these horrible things that are happening and warn the church. That's not this. This is not that. Okay. What he's doing for us, and these on the call who will listen later and who are willing, it's more about where you are in this place of peace and angels all around you. And it's like, oh Lord, give me an example. Okay, this is very simple. And I know this sounds really silly, but let's say, you know, there's a food shortage going on and there's a particular item that they will just go out of, and God's going to tell you, you know, this is going to go out on it'll be missing from the shelves. Now, this is not for you to be hysterical at like and start telling everybody, but it's for you to write down what he says. And if you use that product, then you're going to buy 5 or 10 more. Okay. He's going to tell you how to navigate things, about what's going to go happen in the military. So that maybe you have a grandson and he's interested in going to the military, and you could say, no, that's not God's will for you to go into the military because things are going in this direction. Kind of like pre-preparing, like when the, you know, COVID came, there were prophets that saw, went to the lab in the spirit and saw the whole thing months and months before it happened. So if that was you, you would also know not to take it. Like the Lord showed me, you know, it was like a, you know, machine going down the bloodstream to take the V. I'm not going to say it. And so I made a decision I wasn't going to, but I did that because of what God told me. Okay, I did that because of what God told me. And this is what God told me to talk about tonight, is to begin to write it out, begin to know. If you were in the days of Noah, you know, there might have been people that God spoke to and said, this is going to happen. You know, angels are going to, this is going to happen, so that you are prepared, not to fear, not to broadcast it, but to, for you to know what's happening so that you can carry that to the next generation about what you're seeing, and also to prepare your family. Because I'm telling you, one of the things that we find at times, okay, one thing is that the Holy Spirit saying is that I'm getting ready to actually start talking to you. You know, you won't have to, you can listen to a prophet and say, okay, God told me that too, that's fine. But God is really wanting us individually to be so close to him that he's going to speak to us individually. And the reason is because if he's telling you, you'll know to do it. There won't be doubt. Because sometimes, like I remember, I think like 10 years ago, now God might have, you know, he might have pulled back and changed his mind, but people started saying, well, you need to start stacking up food. That was like 10 years ago. And the Lord said to me, don't fear. And I felt like I wasn't supposed to do any, God didn't tell me to do anything. And I didn't, and nothing happened. Okay. And so that's just a small example of not just that, he's wanting that intimacy with us. And so again, you know, he can change the seasons. What season are we in? He can change it. You can get up with in the morning and feel like the whole day is totally different than the day before. You know, you can sense what's going on. You can feel it in the atmosphere, and all of that. But the Lord doesn't want us to rely on so much on the news, or relying on the news of the prophets. He's calling us higher, because you are all called in some way to lead and to change things for the better. And yes, the Holy Spirit's going to come and he's going to fall. But the Lord was saying to me after he showed me that vision of, you know, the open door and all the inner fighting, he says, my church isn't ready because they're too busy fighting each other. They're warring. They're talking about different teachings or whatever. And so, yeah, I just so feel Holy Spirit right now. Holy Spirit, we thank you that the angels are coming right now from heaven right now. They're coming right now. Maybe you can look and see them coming right now. And they are assigned for this purpose, to be part of your prophetic writing of what that Jesus is going to speak to you on. Even it's 5 minutes in the closet, maybe why your baby's sleeping, Doris. Just 5 minutes. Say, and this is how you do it. You say, Lord, Lord, what do you want me to know about what's coming? And give me a sense of the timing. As simple as that. So let's do a little exercise. So Jesus, you know, you told me to do the times and the seasons as Issachar knew the times, knew the seasons. And in this case, you want us to know because we're living in it. And so I'm asking you right now, Father, as we put it out there, that you would release something to get us started to sit and listen and write down whatever you tell us, Lord, about what's coming, what you want us to know in regards to the next, I'm going to say 50 years, 60 years, and where we, what will impact us. Your spirit is so able to speak without hardly any words. So I'm just going to let you do it the way you want to, Lord. So you're just going to wait a minute. No, I'm lifted up. The Lord is saying, just because you see it doesn't mean you will be impacted by it. Okay. If anybody saw anything they'd like to share. So I'll just share a couple of things I saw. So I just saw how there was like a line of people on the East Coast kind of pressing and holding the line. And they were, you know, like if you can imagine someone behind a castle door. And the enemy is trying to push it in, and there's a whole lot of people pushing the other way. It was kind of like that. And so they were holding line, pushing to prevent invasion, to prevent things in prayer. And then, you know, God was just really just telling me about how, you know, my home would be a home of provision. Wow. I know that's just like a little thing, but this is the daily thing we need to kind of get used to doing for your sake, for your children, for your house. I told my kids about all of the end time stuff many years ago when I started having encounters with the Father. And even how the mark worked and all of that, he would show me stuff. So. Anyway, so I'm just going to leave it there. And so, Father, we thank you for this call tonight. We thank you for the impartation of the Issachar anointing and that they would know the times and the seasons that we are in. Now, I want to say one more thing. God can stretch out a time, as I read there before. There's a scripture somewhere, and I've been trying to look for it, but because I can't remember where I read it, where there'll be a day, and it might be during the wrath of God, where the days will feel like they're really long. It will feel like they're really long. Now, check that out. It's a spiritual thing. There are days that you feel like the day went like that, you see? So the days can be stretched out. You might sit back and go, nothing happened, because it feels like it's taking a long time. But the Lord could step into time and delay through prayer. He could just, not that it won't happen, it will happen, but it could be delayed. So just knowing the time and the season you're in. And some of it will be just dropped into your spirit as a gift of knowledge and understanding. And if there's panic or fear involved, that's not what I'm talking about. It's all filled with peace. Just the peace of God within, just the presence of God should be on it. All right. Well, thank you for joining, and we're going to stop the recording. Oh, John, do you want to say something?
Sure. I'd like to tell you what I've seen.
Oh, good, good.
It lines up with what you're saying. There was this cloud, just like the cloud that's above you or in the back of you. But what I seen in this cloud, it was the rays were coming. It was rays that were coming through the cloud. And between the just underneath the cloud, there was a blue ring. And what I got out of that is revelation knowledge, just like you said, that God was going to download things to people. And they're going to receive it by revelation.
Oh, praise God. I am so grateful. He confirmed what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And so he's going to do that all over the world, wouldn't you say?
Yep.
To those who will listen.
Yep.
It reminds me, the Lord said that he's also preparing us to hear him so clearly that you can't doubt. I'm reminded of how he said one time he was going to speak to everyone at once that he wants to meet in a place, and no one knows each other. They didn't talk, and they're all in this one place. And they, when they start to talk to each other, they find out that God brought them, wanted them there at this time. So everybody's like standing around waiting for the Lord to, you know, speak or what the next thing was going to be. It was just really interesting. So that's where we're going. Anybody else want to share what you might be, what you saw or sense, Margo or Carmen? If not, we'll just stop the recording. Okay. All right. I guess I'll talk to you after the recording. Okay. Bless you.